This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, the spot to watch Panthers games. They've got the official Panthers watch party coming up December 3rd. They had one last week. We've got the next one coming up December 3rd. That's the Tap Room in Oakland Park. Now, if you're going to the Panthers game tonight, you stop by Funky Buddha right there across from Pantherland. Get yourself something nice to drink and enjoy a little Panthers hockey tonight. Just hockey. And they've got the Triple Lindy, one of the tap room's favorite and most requested beers, now available in cans to take home. It's a Belgian-style triple inspired by the film
Back to School.
That's right, the Triple Lindy. Well done.
Yes. I'm a big Rodney Dangerfield fan.
Ryan from Funky Buddha just got back from Paris, brought me a couple of Lay's potato chips to try.
Passagne.
Yeah, that says poulet, which I'm guessing is poultry, which I would further guess is chicken. And something there, moutarde de Dijon, which I'm guessing is Dijon mustard.
What'd you call me?
And then chicken also and onion de Roscoff, some sort of onion chips.
I don't want none. Thank you.
I like that because Crowder was just asking us off the air when, because they're going deer hunting tomorrow. If they, I don't know, what do you call it, whacking a deer?
It's like I don't know. The deer might enjoy that more than what I'm gonna do to it.
He was saying if we go out there and we whack a deer, you want me to bring you back some sausage? And no, I don't want any deer sausage. But that's the kind of what Ryan brought back from France is the kind of gifts I like. The quirky potato chips.
A processed bag of chips over a fresh deer sausage.
Yeah.
And
all day.
And I'm taking Crowder powder up there, and I'm gonna take it to the processor and tell them to integrate the Crowder powder into the sausage. Oh my goodness, great. I'm gonna bring y'all some.
So what happened? You kill the deer and then there's a processor right there?
Yeah, no, you kill the deer and then you skin it out and cut the meat off, and you take the meat. Well, you can just eat the meat like steak if you want to, but we take the meat to a processor and they grind it up.
Well, in other words, there's a processor around there.
Yeah, because we're in the middle of the country. Everybody processes their deer. So you process it, get it ground up, and then they make it into sausages, and then when they suck all the air out, the thing, the little shrink wrap it, you shrink wrap it, and then I'll bring y'all back a couple of deer sausages.
And so what is it? It's like a salami-sized sausage, or is it like little links?
Yeah, it's like, it's a big link.
Right, and then you just chop it up at your leisure.
Yeah, you grill it, or you put it in the oven and then you chop it up in little slices. You put some mustard on the side. Oh, my goodness gracious. I can't wait.
All right, well, bring me some of that. Hold the deer sausage, though.
So you don't want anything I have?
The shrink wrap. Bring me some shrink wrap because I'm low on shrink wrap.
What about the back strap? The back strap is like the filet mignon of the deer.
No, dude, what do you make out of the hooves? Chips?
You want the hooves?
Is there some kind of hoof chip?
I'll tell the processor to give me the hooves.
All right. And you, yeah, you bring can have something with a hoof.
I'm going to bring y'all some deer sausage, man. You're going to love it.
All right. Jimmy, you can have mine. All right, let's get headlines from Solana for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The Dolphins win yesterday. They've won three straight. Yeah. They're streaking.
Jimmy's rocking his Victory Monday shirt. We like this kind of show. I love this week anyway. Love holiday week. I love Thanksgiving week. It's just it's a festive week, and people are with their families, and people are killing deer, and it's just one of those special weeks. But you couple that with a Dolphins win streak and a Hurricanes game for all the marbles this Saturday. This is a fun week.
Yes, it is.
What ruins it is that there's a way for the Bills to already clinch the division this week.
Is that so?
Yeah. So if they beat San Francisco, they play San Fran this Sunday, and the Dolphins lose to Green Bay, then that's it. The division's donezo, and Buffalo is crowned AFC East champs in week 13 of the season.
All right.
But
hell with the Bills, man. Dolphins just got to beat the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. If the Dolphins beat the Packers, they're 3.5-point underdogs. They beat the Packers. They're still in it mathematically for the division. More importantly, still in it for the playoffs as well. Crowder, you gave your who got funky to Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
So Saquon famously traded from New York to the Eagles. Saquon Barkley had more yards yesterday himself than the New York Giants as a team had yesterday. He had 302 total yards, and the Giants as a team, with Tommy Cutlets making his return, 245 yards.
That was ridiculous. And if the thought was put him in because he's a New York guy and now you can get some fan base support, that backfired on them damn Giants.
That dried up pretty quickly.
Yeah. You got to know how to play football. You can't just have a cool dance.
You see the report that Aaron Rodgers is going to play somewhere next year, but not for the Jets?
I did.
That's wild, man.
Well, hell, go get him. Go get his $25 million, $30 million, but
do it with the Jets. I mean, you went there. No. I mean, you've barely burned the place down. There's still a lot more buildings to burn down.
No, it's no more buildings to burn down.
Who's going to take a chance on Aaron Rodgers now, though?
A terrible team.
Really?
The Panthers. Just a terrible team. Bring him in and get some excitement. One of them, you know, the garbage teams. But, you know what? Interesting, though, as you ask, I thought about it when I saw it on Twitter. Will Aaron Rodgers back up a young guy?
No. No, he's got to start.
But for $25 million?
No, he's got to start. You think he's going to go to Carolina and back up Bryce Young? You're out of your reindeer mind.
But are you in? Is he in Andy Dalton mode, or is he in?
No, he's in Aaron Rodgers mode. I think it would be hysterical though. For Bryce Young in the year 2024 and then 2025 to have lost the starting job to Andy Dalton and then Aaron Rodgers. That's fun.
Something like that. Bring him in. Oh, you know what? He mentors Anthony Richardson. Something like that. But I don't know if he wants to
You're
going to
go from Flacco to Aaron Rodgers? I mean, you're spinning your wheels.
To the same point, Hawk. Can we get in our mind that Aaron Rodgers is Joe Flacco or Andy Dalton?
Aaron Rodgers can't.
That would be the question. Does he think he needs to run an organization? Because I don't think he can run an organization anymore.
Bro, he'll be starting for the Raiders next year, week one. That's written all
that's
over.
That's possible.
It.
Yep, man. You're right. You're right.
Terrible team.
I saw that the Jets are going to be getting help to fill their head coach and general manager openings, and apparently the owner is going to hire 33rd team, the 33rd team, which is a media company, with former Jets general manager and Dolphins general manager Mike Tannenbaum leading the way.
And I think Rick Spielman.
Rick Spielman, yeah, former Vikings GM, Rick Spielman.
He wants the job. He said he wants the job, and I think it's a great idea. He's ready for the city. We've seen it in the past. The last time they were successful, the Jets need to hire Rex Ryan.
I'd love it. I happen to like him, and I know Dolphins fans don't. I happen to like him.
He's made for the city. He's made for them. They've seen
the city. Totally agree.
They've seen success through him. Like Mark Sanchez. You think Mark Sanchez took you to the AFC Championship game, or was it Rex Ryan and his defense? Rex Ryan needs to be the Jets head coach.
I'm cool with it because I know what's going to end up happening. They're going to have one or two good seasons. They'll battle for the division. They'll beat the Bills on a random Sunday night game. And then they're going to fall flat on their face like they did. Yeah. And then it'll be a total dumpster fire. I'm in.
Great content.
What else are you going to do? Belichick's not going. You want to find another Robert Saleh? Find the best defensive coordinator in the league? It would be Aaron Glenn. That's Detroit to D.C. You want to hire Aaron Glenn over Rex Ryan? No, go get Rex Ryan. He takes all the pressure off the coach. I mean, off the players. He takes all the pressure off the entire organization because now it's all on him.
Somebody wants to know if Ryan texted me when he landed. Yes, he did, as a matter of fact.
man, listen.
You didn't text me.
I was on the plane last night. Think about y'all.
Yeah, you didn't text me.
I was on the plane. Think about y'all goofies.
Yeah, well, text us. Let us know when you take off and when you land. It's common courtesy. Because it's common courtesy.
It's not common courtesy. I'm a grown man.
I couldn't sleep last night. I didn't know if you were coming or going. That's just common courtesy.
Yeah.
Hey, taking off. Hey, landed. Yeah, no, it's common courtesy.
So what about tonight? I'm driving 4 hours. Should I call you when I get in case something happens?
Wait a second. You're going outside Atlanta? It's going to take you 4 hours?
No, I'm not out. It's South Georgia. Woodbine.
Still 4 hours. I mean, you barely get to Orlando.
It's about 4.5. That suburban goes.
There's no way that's a 4.5-hour drive.
No chance.
Unless you move to Jacksonville, bro, and didn't tell any of us.
You don't think I can get to the Georgia-Florida border in 4.5 hours?
No.
You're crazy.
No
I
shot.
I do it all the time.
No. Brightline can't do that.
No shot.
Well, Brightline needs to put the pedal to the metal.
I know we don't have a lot of time, but this bothers me a lot about men. They love to pretend like they can get to places quicker than they really can.
Yeah.
People do that all the time. Big O used to tell me, oh, I get to Disney World in 2.5 hours. I'm like, bro, I live down the street from you. It takes me 4 hours.
Yeah,
I know how long
impossible.
It takes to get to Disney. Yeah. It takes 4 hours. Yeah. Why do guys like doing that?
I don't know.
Hey, Lindsay, I've already got there in 4.5 hours.
Lie.
Numerous times.
Lie.
Nah, no chance. Hey,
do you get on the turnpike around where you get to Jupiter? You can go 700 miles per hour. There's no cops.
I have an hour head start on you where I am, and I can't get there in 4.5 hours.
Because you listen to Yacht Rock and all that stuff and cruise in the middle lane.
It is a vibe. Well, now I am worried, so please text me when you're leaving and text me when you get there.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
But not while you're driving. Pull over.
I'm supposed to believe that Mr. IBS over here is going 4.5 hours straight without stopping? Lie.
Oh, he doesn't stop. I know he doesn't stop when he drives. Yeah. You got to pee in a bottle. Yeah. Poop in a cooler.
Yeah, I actually, this... I actually have two Gatorade bottles already in the truck because I'm anticipating the pee at about an hour and a half in.
You are the weirdest person I know. You are the weirdest person I know.
I don't want to stop.
You have your family in the car with you.
I know. And I just picked that little pee. You got to go out the bottom of your drawers. You don't do the top. You do the bottom of your drawers.
I can't even imagine the horror show.
It's dark. You're in the front seat. The kids have TVs in the back. They have their headset on. Asia's watching.
I wouldn't do that if I was the only person in the car.
Oh, man. I peed in the bottle on the airplane one time because they ain't turned the light off yet.
You are demented.
That's a true story.
5 hours minimum, by the way. 5 hours, five and a half hours minimum to get from Davie to Georgia. 5 hours minimum.
Look up Davie, Florida to Kingsland, Georgia.
Okay.
It's going to say 5 hours and 10 minutes.
Right. What time are you guys leaving tonight?
I can cut 30, I don't know, 6:30 or so, and we got off the show.
You don't think rush I can hour. Cut, it's going to take you 7 hours.
You don't think I can cut 30 minutes off of a 5 hour drive?
It's going to take you an hour and a half to get out of Davie.
No, it's not. You take the Sawgrass around, you beat the Fort Lauderdale traffic, get back on the turnpike and haul ass.
Somebody texts in, hey, Hawk, this is Cabbage Roll Paulie. Just want to let you know I'm wheels up heading to Green Bay for Thanksgiving. I will text you when we're wheels down. Appreciate that.
You know what? Cabbage Paulie, you know what's going to happen? He's going to land in Green Bay. That's the extent of this story.
Right. And then you send me a text.
For what?
Landed.
I'm running to the gas station. Want me to call you when I get there?
No, I don't.
Why not? More dangerous for me to drive to the gas station than to fly to Green Bay.
Well, drive safer.
It's not on me.
And I'd prefer a selfie in the plane. A text just won't do it.
I do like a selfie from the plane. Hey, sitting on the plane, getting ready to take off. That's always nice. That's nice. That's pleasant.
For what? Common courtesy.
Jimmy, you want him to send you a selfie when he's peeing in a Gatorade bottle?
No, thank you.
All right. Change your mind. Let him know.
I won't.
Jimmy, you need a Gatorade bottle or you a good old-fashioned water bottle guy?
I'm Yoo-hoo bottle.
It's terrible when it overflows because now you done messed up the seat and your pants. It's just, yeah, that's the worst.
Overflow a Gatorade bottle?
Yeah, man. Big bladder.
Christ big almighty. All right. Anything else, man. Solana?
Water hose.
Ooh.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. The Panthers play on this radio station tonight, by the way. Panthers Capitals tonight right here with Doug Plagans on the call and Billy Lindsay as well. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows are going to drop into the what I say was earlier, the 60s. It'll be in the 60s, I think. That is your weather.
All right.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And if you're headed over to the Panthers game tonight, which you'll hear on this radio station, enjoy a little Funky Buddha while you're out there. Panthers hockey is tonight. You've got Hurricane Hotline coming up right after us. And then Doug Plagans and Panthers hockey will take over at 7 p.m. and bring you a little Panthers Capitals action tonight. And then we're one day closer to Thanksgiving and a delicious meal of steak and French fries and Brussels sprouts with goat cheese. Very excited.
Deer meat.
No deer meat on anyone's table for Thanksgiving.
On my table it'll be.
Drive safely on your sprint up to Southern Georgia tonight. But text me honestly when you get there because I'm going to be a little worried. Okay?
I'm not texting you. I'm not. Please. I'm not. I'm a grown man.
Text me when you get there. Just text me.
I'm grown up. No,
drop the machismo and text me when you get there because I'm concerned.
I hate you.
It sounds like you have a lead foot. So I'm concerned. And, you know, there's only so much the ticket wizard can do once you get north of Palm Beach County. So,
what? If they catch me on this Alligator Alley, whatever, this little stretch, Jupiter North, I'm going to call Barry.
All right, tell everybody about QC Kinetics, and then let's get out of here for this Victory Monday evening.
If chronic pain is impacting the quality of your life, it does not have to. The arthritis, the tendon pain, the joint pain, you don't have to deal with that anymore. Do you know your body can help treat itself with that pain without the need of drugs or surgery? I'm going to give you a heads up. Doctors will give you prescriptions. That's what they do. And surgeons, it's in their damn name. They want to do surgeries. I want to tell you about regenerative medicine. And QC Kinetics is the largest, fastest growing regenerative medicine group in the entire country. South Florida's QC Kinetics are waiting to help you get rid of that chronic pain. They're at the forefront nationwide in this innovative chronic pain relieving treatment system. You're not the first. Thousands and thousands of people have been helped. And now it's time for you to find out how your body can help itself. You got to call QC Kinetics now. 844-777-3436. That's 844-777-3436. Tell them I sent you down there and you got a free consultation and laser therapy treatment. Before you get the drugs, before you do the surgeries, just go down there. Get a free consultation. See what QC Kinetics can do for you. I'm telling you, all the surgeries I had, the thumb, the shoulders, the knees, the feet, the ankles, I'm telling you, you don't have to have surgeries again and you don't need all those drugs. You gotta go to QC Kinetics. 844-777-3436 is a free consultation if you tell them Crowder sent you down there. 844-777-3436. That is QC Kinetics.
All right, everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. Go Panthers. We will speak with you as long as Crowder drives responsibly manana.
201 Marino 2, John Beck 3, Pat White 4.
Yeah, it's worse than my take.